In the studio with us and now, Lieutenant Jared Starnes is here. He's one of the Milton Salvation Army officers. Typically, you would share those duties with your spouse. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so she's not here today, but you are, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome aboard, and welcome to the Valley, too. You're relatively new, what, 6 months or so on the job?
Yeah, about 6 months. I think about five, actually. We came in July, so.
Okay, and how's operating the Milton Salvation Army sort of compared to elsewhere? Any anomalies or nuances in Milton?
Well, this is our first church, actually, because we just got ordained this summer. So I really don't have too much to reference on, but it's very generous. The people are very nice, so.
Okay, well, welcome aboard. I'm so glad you're there, and Milton needs good leadership, so I'm glad that you guys are there to provide it. So thank you for that service. Joel Harris is back. We've probably interviewed you about three years in a row now?
Yeah, yeah, I think
like
so.
That.
Think
yeah,
so.
Fabulous. Well, welcome back. Joel T. Harris is the Sunbury and Milton Salvation Army Community Coordinator, and he's kind of the go-to guy for a lot of things. Are you going to go volunteer at Sunbury with the distribution today?
Yep, I'll be over there to give him a hand or later on this morning once we're done here on the radio.
Okay, so Sunbury's distribution is today. All right, well, let's talk about that since we're on that topic. What are the numbers? How many people are being served in Sunbury? How many people in Milton? The Needy Family Fund supports the Salvation Army in Sunbury and Milton and subsequently supports families on the margin from throughout the region. What are the numbers?
We got about, Milton's looking around 136 families that they're helping out. Sunbury's around 340.
Okay.
So, and all in all, there are about 1,400 people that they're helping out.
Okay. So, 1,400 is the estimate of how many people are helped, because you don't quite know how many people are in each family. But, yeah, 1,400 people, that's an incredible number. That has to be slightly higher than last year.
It is. We were actually anticipating numbers to be slightly lower than last year, but they ended up being slightly higher. So, that's a good thing. I mean, not necessarily good that the need is there, but good that we have more people that are in need reaching out to us.
Right. Getting people to say yes is sometimes difficult.
It's becoming harder and harder to get people that are in need to come out and actually ask for it.
Okay. Well, so certainly 1,400 individuals are going to be better off tomorrow than they are today because of the Salvation Army. How could you describe the need in and around, let's just say, the Milton area? You've only been there 5 months, so you don't know everything about the town yet.
Right.
But how could you describe the need?
There's a good amount of need. From what I understand, there's a couple areas that really would need hit with more help than other areas. Specifically, there's two that I can think of that comes to my mind. But generally, it seems like the community is very willing to help. There's a lot of people, even outside the Salvation Army, that help with a lot of people.
Sure. Oh, so. My gosh. A lot of nonprofit organizations up there, churches, and what Hope is up there, and you guys are there. Are you getting calls, let's say, every day from families saying, well, we could use some assistance with this or that?
Yeah, we get a call, multiple calls throughout the day for different things. We mostly help with rent assistance, but if we can help point people in the right direction for other assistance if needed.
What does the Milton Salvation Army do?
Well, with our daily operations, we have rent assistance. We can help with emergency food, which we can give to a family in times of real crisis, like in the moment. We also, throughout the week, we get bread donations, so people can just come in, grab some bread, and head out. So that kind of helps supplement some people's need for that.
Okay.
I can tell you that we do have some things in the works for 2020 that I'm sure we will be reaching out to release, but we have some things that we've been working on in the background within our organization and within some of the community organizations that we are excited to release, but we're just holding on for a little bit.
Okay, so more outreach, more effort.
A little bit more outreach, a little bit more community support, a little bit more programming that I think is what the community is kind of looking for. We are just doing some final internal solidification of protocols and how we're going to approach it, but I definitely think it'll be some of the stuff that the community is looking for in support for for the needy and some of that emergency support that we have in the core of our organization.
Okay, we'll keep in touch. You can sit in that chair anytime. So you tell me when you're ready, and we'll put you there back on the radio in the morning, and you come along and
all right.
and get this going. You're also a church, so tell me about sort of everything, the comprehensive look at the Milton Salvation Army.
All right, this I can confidently give you many answers for. We have our kids programs, which is kind of like a Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts program, ranging from we do it by grade, so I think we even have a kindergarten age up to senior in high school. We have our music nights, which we just really have been trying to kick into gear because we've had it before, but it wasn't as widely known. So we're trying to get more people to participate in that. And that is for, in my mind, everyone of all ages, but we're trying to start with the children right now. We have adult programming, so men and women ages 16 and up can come in and fellowship and learn a little bit, have a devotion maybe. Crafts for the women is very popular. We're going to try to do some community-oriented things for the men. We have a Bible study, so people can come in and just really trying to make it a relaxed setting to learn for people that might not know a lot about what's in the Bible. So hopefully that's something that takes off also. And there's some other things that we're planning on that we haven't quite started either. So
you have a Sunday worship?
Yes.
Okay.
Sunday worship. We have a Sunday school, which is for the morning, before the morning worship at 9:45. And then we have our 10:45 Sunday meeting. Okay. Which is open to anybody.
And I could drive to your place without any difficulty, but I wouldn't say I know the street. What street are you on?
It's on Center Street, 30 Center Street in Milton.
30 Center Street, okay. And that is a busy place. A lot going on in a small building up there, I
yes.
presume?
Yeah.
All right, so those are some of the things that are cooking up there. Some Salvation Armies have summer activities for children. Do you ramp up in the summer with anything for kids?
Yes, we have a camp that we can send children to for, I don't know, somewhere between 5 days and a week. And it's that one does cost has a little bit of a cost to it, but it's a lot cheaper than some of the other camps out there. We have our Vacation Bible School, which we do, this year we did 4 days, I believe, but that's information that will come out closer to the time that we would have it. And we also have a summer block party, which I missed this year, but I hear it's a very popular thing that we do.
I've heard of it, so yeah. It must be a big deal. Joel, anything else cooking up in Milton that we should tell if we want to familiarize people with this?
That's pretty much the big thing. I can tell you that we've done a polar plunge. We're doing a cycle around for 2020. We're be coming up. Hopefully, we can get it to sync up with the Milton Winterfest, so we can alleviate any previous storm hazards that have caused us to cancel or postpone. So that'll be coming through for 2020.
All right, so Needy Family Fund distribution is today in Sunbury and tomorrow in Milton. You've been to these in the past. Set the scene. I've been lucky enough to be a reporter at a couple of them, but you set the scene. What are people going to see if they were to be there?
The first thing they're going to see when they walk in is a lot of people, from Salvation Army volunteers to employees to other families in need. It will always be relatively organized. Sometimes they come in a little bit more earlier than expected, but they'll see exactly what they're there for. Their toys that they're in need of, their food. They'll be walked in step by step from the time they get in the door to the time they leave.
With a volunteer helping
with
them.
With a volunteer helping them through. And anyone, you know, if they have any questions when they're there or aren't sure where they're supposed to go, there will be someone there with the Salvation Army they're able to ask. We are more than welcome to guide them through.
So 340 people in one little building today going through there?
That's why the schedule is key. We try and ensure that, you know, people be patient and wait. Some people show up a little bit early, anticipating to get done a little early, you know, hoping that there's a law. But we do have it kind of factored in that we can anticipate and how fast we can push people through. So, you know, a lot of it comes down to patience, but if they stick with the times that they're allocated to come in at both offices, then they'll be fine to make it through without any hiccups. And, you know, if there is anything that goes down that might be slightly off kilter, you know, if they could just, you know, ask and be a little patient, we'll be ready to give them an answer and get them out of there as quick and easy as possible.
All right, so 340 people or 340 families going through in Sunbury, and so to Milton, that's nothing. 136, anybody could do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of it comes down to what helps is the volunteers. You know, it's kind of the same thing. Both offices do things relatively the same because they just happen to be in the same area. That kind of both things happen to work, and a lot of it really does come down to those key volunteers we have every year. We have a lot of repeat organizations. I have to give a big shout out to, you know, a lot of those organizations that are there, you know, year after year after year.
Don't blame anybody though.
Yeah, nope. No, that's not always the same people, but they're always there, and we definitely appreciate them. They know who they are, and they're the ones we can count on to help those kids with those Angel Tree tags, help with the food and all the business we deal with in the backside. You know, we definitely appreciate them. We definitely could not do what we do as an organization for the needy if it wasn't for those organizations that were there when we need them.
All right, we're going to talk more about this. The Needy Family Fund distribution is today and tomorrow in Sunbury and then Milton. Joel Harris is here. That's the voice you just heard from the Sunbury-Milton Salvation Army. He's the community coordinator. Lieutenant Jared Starnes being interviewed for the first time. He's a co-leader up at the Milton Salvation Army on 30 Center Street in Milton. We got a lot to talk about with Salvation Army. We haven't mentioned the Red Kettles yet, so we got to do that and some of the other Salvation Army activities. We'll talk more about that at 7:40 this morning. In the studio with us now, Joel Harris is here. He's from the Sunbury Milton Salvation Army. He is the community coordinator. Really, he just makes sure that everything that's happened at those Salvation Armies gets a little help and outreach and publication and making sure that the word's out there. So welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
I really do appreciate you coming in. And Lieutenant Jared Starnes is here. He's got 5 months in as the Salvation Army in charge. What do they say, that you're the commanding officer there?
Yep, I'm the commanding officer, me and my wife. So.
Okay, and you're a lieutenant within the Salvation Army, has sort of that military structure that calls attention to the different hierarchy and so on. Why don't you have a rank, Joel?
Well, I am not an ordained minister. I'm okay. Just an employee, so therefore I'm just a mister.
Just an employee. Come on now. Nothing happens at either Salvation Army but through you. We know that. You're a hard worker. So, all right. Well, we were right in the middle of our description of the Needy Family Fund distribution, which is today in Sunbury and Milton. And, Jared, you have never seen one of these yet, so this is going to be a new experience for you.
Yep, I haven't seen one in Milton.
So. But, yeah, have you helped out or sort of explain what went into the preparation and who's doing the work, sort of set the scene as you're getting ready up there?
All right. Well, I would say, what was it, a couple months ago we started our application process, which we had a couple volunteers come in and help with that, and my wife and Joel's wife have taken the lead on that mostly. So we had the families, they come in and they sign up, they tell us kind of a general idea of what they would like for their children, and then we get people to, we have a lot of businesses in Milton that come and adopt the family, so to say. So they go and they shop for the children, and then they bring them in, and we make sure everything's square. And then during distribution, we give them their items. So,
all right, and they give you a little bit of proof of income, so you have some evidence that they're sort of income eligible.
Yes, and I, not really, with my wife taking the lead on it. I wish she was here to give you a more clear answer, but I know that the guidelines really aren't hard to meet. From what I understand, we haven't turned anyone away for financial reasons.
We try and follow kind of the county guidelines for food stamps and that kind of income base. It's just to verify that we don't have anyone really coming in and abusing the system, that they're held to some type of accountability, and to identify that there actually is a need there. Since we do have, you know, limited income because we are donation based, we do just try and ensure that we are using the funds to the max. But we haven't turned anyone away to my knowledge this year.
And what's your feeling when you're at one of these distributions? You work all year for the Salvation Army trying to help our community. The community pours into your doors,
yeah,
and you get to help.
Christmas is definitely the time when the community comes to support us as an organization. It kind of it kind of solidifies the need in the area and that people are there to provide support for us. It's awesome to see the different various people and groups that come in to support us, not just the distribution, but at all times during Christmas. We are always on begging for volunteers. It's that tough time of the year when people are there to give for support to the community. And it's nice to see that even when they're worried about their families, they're able to come in. So it's awesome to just see everybody coming in and working together.
Well, and you estimate about 1,400 men, women, and children will benefit from the Salvation Army Needy Family Fund distribution today and tomorrow, and that's a slightly higher number. Are you getting a sense, you weren't here last year, so you don't have that timeline, but Jared, are you hearing about more unmet needs, more families on the margin around here?
I personally have not, but with other things, I haven't really been in the office taking care of that as much. So actually, from what I've been told, I thought Milton was going down, but I might have been misinformed.
Right, slightly less. Well, you know, this having nearly full employment around here has sort of changed the perspective. You know, you have the poorest of the poor that might be struggling just a little bit more, but you have some folks that were on the margin that are working now, and ConAgra did some hiring and some of the other. You did have some factory slowdowns or shutdowns up in that region, the Milton region. So it's kind of a mixed bag. And we know the numbers are slightly higher in Sunbury. So we know that is true as well. Well, you have a big job you're doing right now with the Red Kettles. You got volunteers out there ringing the Red Kettles.
Yes.
Bring us up to date about that.
Well, our Red Kettle campaign is for our first year, I think we're doing well, but compared to last year, we are starting to dip a little bit behind from where we were last year, which is understandable because of when Black Friday fell, we have less time at Walmart this year.
Okay, so yeah, you only have, what, three Fridays before Christmas instead of four.
Yes.
So that's a factor. And just tell me how the Red Kettles work. I mean, folks hear the bells and they put money in there. But who's staffing the bells? How's this work out?
Well, we do have a mix of volunteers, like individual volunteers. We have a couple of those this year. We have groups like the Rotary, which just stood last weekend, and the Lions Club. They stand. We have members of our church that stand, and we do have some paid workers that we have to use to fill in when we don't have volunteers.
All right. And you said the fundraising this year, in part because of the shorter season before Christmas, is a little bit behind.
Yes. Approximately in Milton, we are $2,600 behind, which is all, I believe, because of losing Walmart for those couple days. This year, we have about $23,000 raised of our $40,000 goal. Last year we had about $25,000. So,
and is Walmart your most lucrative Red Kettle?
We in Milton actually have another kettle stand in Country Cupboard, which does really well, but it's just one stand. So,
okay.
Walmart
right.
is our
yeah,
big
adds
one.
We break Walmart down into the amount of doors we hold. So when we stand at the market door and we stand at the department door, but in comparison, the whole store by itself, Walmart definitely is it is our biggest store. But as far as when we break it down into the smaller aspect, Country Cupboard would be very close runner up for second. It partially helps because it has that traditional Salvation Army ability where we can have the traditional Salvation Army horn that a lot of people in the bigger cities tend to reference because there's so many travelers that come through.
All right. Well, yeah, it certainly is a go-to place for many, many, many families around here. So not surprising that you stay busy there. The Needy Family Fund is underway. We just have a few moments left. Make a pitch for folks to consider supporting the Needy Family Fund. We'll go to both of you for this.
All right. Well, the Needy Family Fund, obviously, it goes to families in need in our area. It's a wonderful thing that I have really little experience with because it's really just in this area how it's run. But if the money that goes to there will go back into the community in our area here.
Okay.
I definitely say that if you haven't gotten the chance to go head out and support the Needy Family Fund, whether it's through the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust website or physically at their office. We are definitely looking forward to your support because that's what helps to backfill our law in the Red Kettle campaign, and it comes 100% back to support the community.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in today with all the information. Welcome to our valley. You're new to the region, so thank you for coming in, Jared.
Thank you for having me on.
Do appreciate that. Lieutenant Jared Starnes, a Milton Salvation Army officer. Would you be co-captain, is that what they say? What, you're not a captain, though. You're a lieutenant.
No, I'm a lieutenant.
Okay.
Me and my wife, you could call us co-officers or commanding officers.
That are running there. Co-commanding officers. Yeah. I like that. And put her in ultimate charge. That's always sound advice, so I would advise that. And Joel Harris is here, Sunbury and Milton Salvation Army Community Coordinator, helping us. Distribution, 1,400 individuals going to be helped by the Needy Family Fund today and tomorrow, so please consider a generous contribution. MBTC.com, the website for the Needy Family Fund.